But we start this morning in Kilcool, a local story to start with. Kilcool, Councillor Tom Fortune is calling for an oral hearing on the development of land on the main street in Kilcool, located at the rear of Malloy's Pub. And it's all to do with a proposal for a supermarket. And we've had various campaigns over the years, particularly Baltinglass, saying we need more competition when it comes to going out and doing our shopping. But what's the situation in Kilcool? Well, local councillor Tom Fortune joins us. Morning, Tom.
Good morning, Declan. Happy New Year to you and all the people in East Coast.
Happy New Year to yourself. What's the story here? I thought people would welcome a bit of competition there for shopping.
I know, that's not the issue at all, Declan. This is a site located off the main street in Kilcool, the road running through Kilcool is a regional road, the R761. So bringing a large development out onto the street is absolutely going to kill the village. There is, in the plans that should be in place for any development, there's a road to run at the rear of the site that would take traffic from the village up onto the N11. And the last plan that went in excluded that particular feature, and that can't be tolerated. And originally, Declan, there was an application went into the board and all that for 234 houses. The developer, for his own reasons, decided not to proceed with all of that. He then subsequently went in for 57 houses. And then just before Christmas, a notice went up about the supermarket. So the issue really, Declan, is that this particular site will have a massive impact on the long-term future of Kilcool and how Kilcool should look and will look. So it is important. And the comment I did make in my release was that, as far as I'm concerned, this particular location is every bit as important to Kilcool as the harbour development in Greystones was many years ago. And at a very minimum, it needs an oral hearing to make sure that whatever development happens on it, and there's no one having a problem with development, that it's done in a manner that is complementary to the village and to the future of the village and is fair to the people of Kilcool.
What difference would it make should this go ahead?
Well, see, if it goes ahead, and the detail at the moment is pretty very sketchy because for his own reasons, and I don't mind saying this, and he can come on and talk to you about it if he wants himself, but the developer is not engaging with us as a community. I tried to do that with him a while back, and he told me it was nothing to do with him. It was between Wicklow County Council and the board. Now, that's not acceptable, Declan, at all. And developing at this size in a community that has a regional road running through it needs to be handled properly. And I know Wicklow County Council are on the same page as me on this, and in the recent planning that went in, they went back on three different occasions looking for additional information. And that's now gone into one board to Nola. Now, I don't have any faith, as I've told you before when we talked. I don't have confidence in one board to Nola, and I would be very concerned they would make a decision without taking on board what needs to be taken on board. So that's why I'm asking that an oral hearing take place so as the community can have an input into it, and whatever decision is made properly and in fairness, it's made also in fairness to the community.
Well, the developer is entitled to put in whatever he right. or she likes, and yeah. it goes to the process. It sounds to me that your beef is really with the process rather than it is with the developer.
No, it's all of it. You can't isolate any aspect of it. At the end of the day, I think it will be just good manners and good courtesy for any developer who's going to put a development that's being proposed into a village would engage with the community as a kind of a courtesy, if nothing else. But it should be done, and I will be talking to Wicklow County Council on this because this is something that cannot just be ignored. And I think the residents in the community, I would ask them in talking to you this morning to really, really look at this. And this isn't against planning. This is against the way this has been done to the exclusion of the involvement of the community to a project that will have a massive, massive impact on Kilcool going forward.
But, I mean, if it's not suitable for the area, presumably if you engage in the process, you know, a decision is made as to whether it is suitable for the area. So,
but that's my point.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying to you. You don't seem to have confidence in the process.
No, I don't. No, I absolutely do not, because I've seen too many experiences of the process given the okay to certain developments that don't complement a community, and lots of instances is not fair to a community, and that's the very minimum a community is entitled to. But in this case, Declan, as I've said to you already, Kilcool just happens to be located on a regional road that runs right through the centre of the village. So I would have thought that without me having to ask for this, that the system, the process, as you refer to, would automatically say, hang on a minute, we need to look at this and we need to examine it in the context of the regional road impact and all of that. So that's the bit, Declan, that astounds me, to be honest with you.
Yeah. I mean, I'm trying to draw a contrast to, say, yeah, Ballywaltrim. You're familiar with Ballywaltrim in Bray. And no supermarket around there up to just a few years ago. And now on the Boghall Road, there's Aldi. Okay, we'll give you that one because there was development there, a lot of factories and whatever. But on the Killarney Road, there's a Lidl gone in. And on the Southern Cross Road, there's Pettit Super Value. So in this particular area, there's three supermarkets gone in. And it's a, you know, it's a residential part of Bray.
Well, can I answer that?
Sure.
The difference, Declan, is that obviously Bray is a large, one of the largest towns in the country, a population of 35,000-40,000 people. The roads that you're referring to are not the main roads through the town. There's several roads around the town of Bray that bypass it in a proper
Killarney Road. Come on, Tom. Killarney Road from the Southern Cross. Killarney Road through you know, Bray itself, through the banks, it links up with you know, the internal roads of Bray, and the pretty main road too.
Declan, I lived on Killarney Road for a few years, a number of years ago. So I'm very familiar with what you're saying about Bray, but you're not. There's no comparison, Declan. Kilcool is a village with one road going through it. Bray is a town with about 15, 16 roads going in different areas, in different directions. It's a totally different scenario.
So what's the next step?
Well, I will be hoping to engage in the first instance now with the officials in Wicklow County Council. I also intend to engage with on board Clonalla, and I would ask that the residents and the community of Kilcool and beyond Kilcool, because this is a really serious project. I don't fundamentally have a problem with the site getting developed, but I do have a problem with the way it's being put forward for development as we speak. And as I say to you, Declan, there's a road that needs to go in at the back of this development, and both the council and the on board Clonalla have got to insist to the developer that this infrastructure is put in place. If it's not put in place, the development should not be allowed to go ahead.
All right, see where it goes. Thank you very much indeed, Tom. Good morning to you.
Thank you, Declan. Good morning to you.